Today we have one of the most exciting assembly programs of the year. It's a musical safety review that's been a tremendous hit with nearly 3 million high school students throughout the country and with millions more on network, radio, and television. The show is called Music for Modern Americans and stars a cast of 13 professionals called the Spurlows. It's brought to you through the courtesy of our local Dodge and Chrysler Plymouth dealers. Let's give a real Bull Creek welcome to the Music for Modern Americans.
Hi!
We're the Spurlows.
He's
Skegbert Hees.
Papa in there.
Mom.
Hi, I'm Renee.
And I'm Lemoyne.
And he's
Bill.
And I'm Trucker.
Timothy, Ron. Woo!
Hi, I'm Brucey.
And Beauregard.
And Gary.
And this is Music That Modern Americans like to sing. Modern Americans like to swim. Modern Americans like to
feel the fat in your feet.
Modern Americans like to fly. Gives you that feeling of the very best drivers in all of the world are modern Americans.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the music workshop. We have some old ones, some new ones, and all of them calculated for the yellowsling pleasure. The band, the chorus, and all of our solos. So,
modern Americans, they go wheel. Playing it cool in your automobile. The very best drivers in all the world are modern Americans. So drive right
in your Dodge
and your Dart.
Drive right
in your Chrysler
Plymouth.
Drive right
in your Charger
Barracuda.
Drive right
in your elegant.
Drive right, turn on, tune in, sing out the way, sing for modern America. Now!
Gonna build a mountain.
Gonna build him high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I hope you know I'm gonna try.
You wander in this heart of mine when the place is there for you.
makes you think love will end when you know that my whole life depends on you.
Should see what a lovely, lovely world this could be. Everyone learns to live together. It seems to me such an easy, easy thing to be. Why can't you and me learn to love one another?
People everywhere just gotta be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. The people everywhere just gotta be free.
If there's a man who is down and needs a helping hand, all it takes is you to understand. Won't you try and see? It seems to me we gotta solve it individually. And I do to you what you do to me.
The people everywhere just gotta be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. The people everywhere just gotta be free.
Look over there, that's the way to freedom. It's about to arrive any minute now. You know, it's been long, long overdue. So look out, now it's coming through.
All the world over, it's so easy to see. That people everywhere just gotta be free. 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 People everywhere just gotta be free.
Thank you very much. We got something for you to take a look at right now. As a matter of fact, it's a little suggestion that the girls have for you to rate your date for SDA, and here's how you can do it. When he drives, does he watch? I'll hold this in. Does he watch the road? Does he jump the lights? Does he exceed the speed limits? Does he keep both hands on the wheel? There's one for you. Burns rubber, tailgates, obeys signs. Yes or no to those seven things will tell you whether or not this is a driver with SDA. And Trish, what in the world is SDA?
Safe Driver Appeal.
A poem by Henry Gibson. When you're driving, use your head, or you will wind up awful dead.
Thank you.
a lot of people who are going to sing aloud. So put them on your list.
Yes, sir, put them on our list.
All the rest you'll recognize, so help us stamp them out. They never would be missed.
No, sir, never would be missed.
There's that drag strip driver who seems to have a need.
Uh-huh.
The nation's rubber. Let's stamp out the whole breed.
Yes, sir!
The driver who signals he's turning to the right and then has a sudden change of mind. Let's get him out of sight.
Yes,
this guy who plays What's My Lane should not exist.
None of them be missed.
No, sir, none of them be missed.
So I'll put them on your list.
Yes, sir, not
mine.
Jones, that speed demon driver who's flirting with the fate. He never will desist, so put him on your list.
Miss that so off making turns too sharp, don't see those pearly gates. He never will be missed.
I know, so put him on my list.
That's
babe.
So. The guy who likes to tailgate and the slowpoke wheeling tight.
And the guy who goes zooming off just looking for a bite.
And then there is the know-it-all, just one hand on the wheel.
Don't forget the idiot who says the road sign's on for me.
Consider each a menace and a dire antagonist.
Antagonist? Sir, could you please spell that?
Just put it on your list.
Yes, sir, we'll put it on our list.
Yes, we've got it on our list. Yes, we got it on our list. And it's not our list. We've got a long, long list.
Never again.
I find a place in this world I never belong. I gotta be me, I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I wanna live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
The dream that I see
makes me what I am. That faraway prize, the world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call.
Down.
I won't settle down.
Won't settle for less.
Won't settle for less.
As long as there's a chance that I'll have it all. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me.
I gotta be free.
Yes, I gotta be free.
I gotta be free.
Yes, I gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I gotta be me. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be.
I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me.
I gotta be free. I just gotta be free.
Georgia, Georgia Peninsula,
Georgia, and Kansas.
I'm traveling on, traveling on, traveling on to this big wonderful land. Over hill, over dale, give me room and let me well, traveling on to this wonderful land.
Where the stars at night are big and bright,
deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of the one I love.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Back home again. In Indiana. In the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
The people gather round and they all begin to shout.
Hey, hey, Uncle Dud is a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud.
Is a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud.
What a dance, what do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you that
they don't need no band. They can chime by clapping their hands.
Happy as a cow, doing all the crap when the people beat their feet on the Mississippi mud.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm in love. I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love.
Michigan is really great.
the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to have.
Yo!
California, here I come, right back where I started from. Each morning, that darling bird is singing, everything is on Christmas, and don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come. Traveling on, traveling on through this wonderful land. Over hill, over dale, give me room and let me wait.
Something for some of the girls in the audience, and what it is a little medallion on the end of a chain that talks about safety. This one happens to say stop. Some of them say no parking, some say one way, some say yield, all kinds of little goodies that has to do with safety. And I've got one that I want to give to somebody right here. Let's see. Where is there somebody that needs it? There's a girl right there. And would you come in? No, that girl right there. Yeah, it's you. Come. I got something that I'd like to do right now on behalf of driver education and traffic safety. There are 6 people who are members of the faculty of your school that I think are very deserving of this award. And maybe you'd like to give them a nice warm hand of appreciation as they come to receive it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark Sanger, Mr. Gregory Climie, Mr. David Wharton, Mr. Paul Quell, Mr. Fred Warner, and Mr. William Wall. In my hand a plaque that says, having clearly evidenced sincere interest in the education of American youth in highway safety through dedication to driver education, these gentlemen are deserving of this award presented by the Chrysler Corporation. Mr. Virgil E. Boyd, President. My pleasure to be able to present this. Mr. Possible courtesy of the Chrysler Corporation, also your local Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler dealers. And we're very proud to be sponsored today by the people at Bay City Dodge. And we're very happy to have with us Mr. Dick O'Sullivan and the president, Mr. Ed Helm. Would you welcome them, please? There they are. We're also very happy to be sponsored by the A.C. Graham, Chrysler Plymouth people, and we're very happy to have the president, Mr. Robert A. Graham. Welcome him, too, would you? Mr. Graham? I have as my special guest today a gentleman who is a safety education officer with the Michigan State Police. I would like to have you help me welcome Sergeant Ted Nivietta. Make him welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here. I had a very unpleasant experience this morning. Rather, it wasn't for me, but the young man I happened to stop. On the way to our very first performance, I always like to start out early so I do not have to speed. Give myself plenty of time. And that's what I'd like some of you new drivers that are starting out. If you're starting out for a location, start out just a little bit earlier, not just a little bit later. The cars of today are very fast, I realize that, and they'll get you there in a hurry. However, this young man was driving 98 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. His only excuse was he was late for work. Now, hadn't it been just a little better if he called his boss and said, I'll be a half an hour late, rather than to take that chance? Just think, if you have brothers and sisters that are small, and they happen to cross the street, and this man is coming along at 98 miles an hour, no way in this God's earth could this man come to a stop without striking this youngster. Remember that. I've been traveling with this group for the past week. I've had the good fortune of hearing over 20 performances. In 21 years of police work, I've had many good details. I've guarded presidents. I've been a bodyguard to the governor, the state of Michigan. I was on a bodyguard detail for the governor of Nebraska for a week. I've escorted beauty queens, but this by far has been my most pleasant experience. And I wonder if you kids would help me by applauding this band and these performers and show them my gratitude. One more individual, Mr. Thurlow Spur.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to quote a poem by the beloved Gregory Climie. Climie. And it goes like this. When you yield the right of way, you live to drive another day.
Michael, is that a guitar I see on your back?
Oh, yeah. Well, how did that get there?
I don't know. Come here.
Yes, sir.
Get that one over there, will you? How about doing a song for us?
Well, I might be forced to.
So we can get this on the way, would you give a very warm welcome to Mr. Mike Eaton, ladies and gentlemen?
You read about old Samson. You read about his birth. He was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. One day when old Samson was a-walking alone, he looked down on the ground, he saw an old jawbone. He picked up that jawbone, he swung it over his head. When he got to moving, 10,000 were dead. Well, if I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, if I had my way, I would tear this building down. Now Samson and the lion got into attack. Samson, he crawled upon that lion's back. Read about that lion, he killed a man with his paw. Samson, he got his hands around that lion's jaw. He ripped that beast, the lion was dead. The bees made honey in the lion's head. But if I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, if I had my way, I would tear this building down. Delilah was a woman. She was fine and fair. She had lovely looks, God knows, and coal black hair. One day when Delilah crawled up on Samson's knee, she said, "Tell me where your strength lies, if you please." She talked so fine, she talked so fair. Hey, Samson said, "Delilah, cut off my hair, shave my head, clean your hand, and my strength will be like a natural man. Well, if I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, if I had my way, I would tear this building down. If I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, if I had my way, I would tear this building down. This building down. This building down."
For the bare necessities, simple bare necessities, forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home.
But the bees are buzzing the trees to make some
honey just for me.
Take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe
try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Sure is nice to be back in school again. I remember I spent two of the happiest years of my life in the 11th grade. When I was in school, I was a very outstanding student. I was outstanding in the hall most of the time. I was what they called an honor student. Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. You know, an automobile is pretty important to a teenager. It represents freedom. Freedom to go where you want to, when you want to, and with the people you choose. I hope none of you will be a part of that 600 that are predicted will lose their lives in traffic accidents over this Memorial Day weekend. Well, somebody says, what do you think is the answer to the problems we face in this world? Well, I don't know, except I heard a little story the other day, and I want to share it with you. It's about a 5-year-old boy who was left in the care of his father. His mother gone shopping. Little boy kept bugging his dad and saying, "Dad, come on outside and play ball with me." But his father was busy. So finally he took a magazine, his dad did. He opened it up and he found printed on a page a picture of the map of the world. He tore out the page and then he tore it up in little pieces and he gave it to his 5-year-old son and said, "Now, son, go put the world back together." Well, the little boy took all the pieces of paper and left. Father settled down to what he thought might be at least a couple of hours of uninterrupted work. But his little boy was back in less than 15 minutes. He had his job completed. His father looked at him and he said, "Son, that's incredible. It's impossible. How did you do it?" The little boy looked up at his father and he said, "Dad, it really wasn't so hard. You see, on the other side of the map was a picture of a man. And when I got the man straightened out, the world was okay, too." Thank you. How about a nice hand for some very talented boys, ladies and gentlemen? The Spurlows. Our band. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall says it's time for us to wrap up another music workshop. We've enjoyed being with you, and be the good Lord willing, maybe we'll get a chance to come back and see you again. On behalf of the Chrysler Corporation and your local Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler dealers, don't forget, drive safely. Bye-bye, and God bless you.
That I'm one of the Spurlows. This has been our very last show, and so we'd like to thank you, and from us, you're now dismissed.